When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. How you doing, Pete?
Pete the Crab is here.
There he is.
Tell you, you always look good, man. Look good, brother.
The Pete Cherokee Show today at 6 o'clock with Brandon Graham, Howard Eskin, and me. And then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh Douglas, Elliott Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Cooper DeGene, will be here at 7 o'clock, 215-592-9494.
So I got a question.
Yes.
For the delegation.
Which one?
Your delegation.
Okay.
When you're speaking about one of the players, is it still exciting whites with the plural, with the S?
No, he's an exciting white.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. I tweeted that yesterday, and somebody tweeted at me like, where's the S?
The S had a concussion. Was in the.
He did.
Well, he got the ball in the first play. Another one got the ball in the first play, the first offensive play of the game.
But,
right? It's just exciting white, right, Jack?
Well, because I'm not putting Covey in there.
he has to earn his way in.
Yeah.
He did lead the league in punt returns last year, didn't he?
It feels like a fake stat. He's a human crash test dummy, which I appreciate.
Come on, man. Take one for the team.
He's a mucker and a grinder.
Yeah.
But
plays the game the right way.
Plays the game. I always think it's just Reed and – I think it's Reed and Coop.
Reed and Coop?
Yeah.
Shipley next year?
Maybe Shipley next year. Yeah.
Kenny G's out of here. Yeah.
Covey's here, though, man. He's going to be here.
Aw, come on, Jack.
Well, I just don't think – he's not an exciting white.
He led the league in punt returns.
Punt returns? Like physical punt returns?
No, yardage. I think it was average per return, right?
No, I know. But he never, like, he can't break one. He's not explosive back there.
You are disrespectful.
He does a job, and he falls forward. It's not disrespectful towards Covey. I don't get excited with him back there.
Troy.
You put Coop back there?
We don't want Coop back there.
You get excited with Coop back there, man.
I don't want him getting hurt. Troy in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Troy?
Hi, Chris. What's going on, guys?
What's up, Troy?
What up, Troy?
Listen, I'm kind of confused. Y'all can help me out with this. So, I'm over ecstatic that we are winning with the defense and we're improving. But wasn't Fangio the same guy that we had a couple of years ago that was helping us out, or supposedly on defense behind the scenes?
Apparently, he's helping the offensive side. That he's an offensive assistant.
The offensive side?
Yes.
Did the Juan Castillo thing?
I don't know.
I don't know what that was.
Say it again?
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but you're right. I think he was, when we say helping the offense, maybe helping them figure out how to go against his style of defense. Is that what it was?
I believe he was an offensive consultant.
He was actually an offensive consultant.
Yeah. Like, I don't think
our Super Bowl year.
Yes.
I wonder if there was
I'll look it up, but I'm pretty sure he was helping out the offense.
I wonder if there's some contractual thing which made it impossible for them to hire him as a defensive coach. I wonder. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, keep going, Troy.
Well, or maybe he didn't want to help Jonathan Gannon out. I don't know.
Well, that's not a bad point for a job that he wanted. Maybe he was doing the Doc Rivers. He was just in there. He goes, well, I'm here with the offense.
Right.
Well, they were going to try. I think they wanted to hire him when he left.
No, they did.
And
then Gannon.
Gannon said he wasn't leaving, and then all of a sudden he was gone.
Right. Yep.
Well, let me ask you guys this, too. There's another thing. This is on the offensive side. So I know that Saquon had some tough competition for the MVP, but it seems like it remains to be said that he has to get close to 2,000 yards for him to even be considered.
Yes.
I think they're going to rest him the last three games, bro. What do you guys think? You think it's going to be all five games for Saquon, or you think he's going to go two more in this time?
I think he's going all five games, and maybe not the last game. It depends on what Detroit does. But here's the thing, Troy.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles can still get the number one seed. So until the Detroit locks up the number one seed, the Eagles need to try to win every game, regardless of who the opponent is. And so for me, they need to keep pace with the Lions until the Lions clinch the number one seed. And then you can think about sitting Saquon. But I'm with you. I need that 2,000 yards rushing. We need that. We're only 500 yards away, man. We're close.
Exactly. Before you guys let me go, if you can pass this on to the team before you guys, they were trying to get a name for the defense. How about we go with quarter pounders? I think that's a good fit.
Quarter pounders?
That's a good one, guys.
I like that one.
Quarter pounders?
Quarter pounders is kind of funny.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, so, the offense is taking you to pound town, and then we got quarter pounders on the defense.
So – there's been a lot of talk about Saquon being an MVP candidate. Also, Jalen Hurts being a game manager. And here is what Nick Sirianni said after the game yesterday.
Can't say enough good things about, you know, how Jalen managed that 4 minute. And you know, you'll say, well, game manager, that's bull. That's all. Like, Jalen played an awesome game. And his stats are going to say, right, we didn't throw it all. We were 11-19. He had 118 yards. But that guy made runs when he needed to make runs. He made good checks. He managed the game in a 4 minute to take the clock down, to use as much time as he can. Man, you know, Jalen, you know, we haven't thrown it a lot in the fourth quarter in the past month and a half of the season. So, you know, Jalen's stats aren't going to say that, but Jalen deserves, you know, Saquon deserves to be in an MVP consideration. Jalen Hurts deserves to be in an MVP consideration because of how clean of football he's playing. Like, look at his quarterback rating throughout the last month and a half of the season. Like, Jalen Hurts is a winner. Playing great football. He may not have the stats, but because his team's winning in the fourth quarter, he doesn't get to make those stats, but he's just done such a good job.
And then here's what Jalen had to say about what Nick said.
He was just in here and he was saying that you belong in the MVP discussion, and it's that people try to discredit you because of stats. What's it mean for you that he kind of, you know, defends you like that?
I mean, you know, it's I appreciate his intentions with it, and you know, I have a lot of love for coaching. That my focus is winning. You know, my focus is winning and doing what I need to do to help this team win.
You know, God bless Nick Sirianni for saying it. Jalen Hurts does not deserve to be in the MVP conversation. No, he doesn't. I mean,
in the conversation.
Well, I mean, he can't win it with Saquon on the team. I can't. He's not even the most important player. I mean, what is he? Third most important player on offense?
Well, he's the most important player on offense.
Well, yeah.
He's the quarterback.
I think they would, if you put a replacement level player in for Jalen, mm-hmm. I think they have a better chance at being good than a replacement level player in for Saquon or A.J. Brown.
Okay.
Is what I would say.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I understand that also playing a quarterback position is obviously harder and more critical to the success of the offense than the other positions. And Saquon's been the most viable player. I agree with you on that. But if you think about it, every quarterback that's on a team with this much success, name is being mentioned in the MVP conversation. Jared Goff is doing the same thing. Like Jared Goff, Patrick Mahomes, who leads the league in interceptions or tied for second, he's in the – now, you're right, they're not going to win it, but – it's like the quarterback's almost getting that car. I think that's sort of what Nick was saying. I don't know if he's really saying, like, Jalen deserves to win the MVP. He's just saying he's playing well enough to be mentioned with those other quarterbacks as well.
Honestly, the point you just made is why this has become a quarterback
award. No, you're right. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Which is, I think
and I hate it.
It says even more for what Saquon has done, getting himself into that conversation with the quarterbacks
as well.
Jack, what did you think about Jalen as an MVP?
Well, no. But, yeah, I just – it's okay. I just don't know why it's not just okay to say he's doing a really good job being a game manager. Like,
he is.
So, like, but why is it – I don't get why that's such a negative connotation when they're winning the way that.
You know why it's a negative connotation.
But it's just obvious.
Well, the coach can't say it.
Well, yes. Nick's fine. Whatever, it's fine.
Well, the thing, and he said, and he called himself because it's this connotation that surrounds game manager that it says negativity, or says you're not good enough because he. Coach called himself. He said he was managing. Did a great job managing
that drive.
But I don't want to call him a game.
Yes, and then he said, "Oh, you guys are calling him a game manager." Like he called himself because he knows what that sort of implies. But I'll say this, man. And this is what I don't need it. I don't need your comment.
Okay.
I don't need it.
Will not comment.
All right. I'm saying this. 3-time Super Bowl champion, Hall of Fame quarterback. Greatest game manager ever, Troy Aikman. That's where we have to look at Jalen. A.J. Brown is Michael Irvin. Devontae Smith is a better version of Alvin Harper. Saquon is Emmitt Smith.
Better version.
Well.
Wow, come on. Let's relax for 1 second.
And the offensive lines, pretty much lead both offenses. Like,
sure.
Like that
yeah.
Cowboys offensive line, you know how great it was. We remember during the 90s.
It was incredible.
Yeah, and so that's kind of what I envision. That's kind of what I see this Eagles offense as. It's sort of that – I hate to do it with the Cowboys. But...
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
But
their MVP is really the offensive line,
yes,
to be honest with you.
Yeah. And a lot of people knocked Emmitt's career, or reason why they don't have him as the greatest running back ever, because they talk about how great of an offensive line he played with. So I only say all this to say I think Jalen can be that and still win. He's going to have to make throws at some point. And that's the one thing Troy did. When Troy had to make throws, he could make throws.
It's funny. If you called a great point guard a great game manager, I think it would be taken as a compliment.
Right, because it's what they do.
Like Chris Paul.
Yes.
Right.
And I think they would take it as a compliment.
Yeah, and that's why I take.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest Chris Paul fan. We're aware of that one.
So the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping, marks-jewelers.com. Should Jalen Hurts be in the MVP discussion is the question. Ike, what do you think the response is so far?
Oh, my God. It's just simple yes or no.
Yeah. Should he be in the discussion?
I'd say yes. It's probably 50-50. No.
It's not 50-50.
It's not 50-50? Is it leaning more no?
It's leaning more no.
Wow. How much?
70% no.
Damn!
Yeah.
Smart fan base.
I also think everybody wants Saquon to get it, too. I think people are a little afraid of voting yes. I think everybody has their 150-1 bets.
You're damn right we do.
215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phones right after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
It's the only place to go for your appliance needs, Spike. National Appliance Warehouse down there in Tax-Free, Wilmington, and
Tell them Fritz sent you.
Well, listen, that's the most important thing you can do. I'm told there's confetti that flies from the ceiling when you say that. But you're in luck because the Black Friday mega sale is continued at National Appliance Warehouse. So you have time to take advantage of the huge discounts Mark Stamatakis and his team have negotiated directly from the manufacturers and are passing on to you. So you have that. You have the Black Friday mega sale. You have tax-free Delaware. You also have price assured piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store to make sure you're getting the lowest price possible. Your dollar's always stretching further, but just because of that does not mean you're not getting an unbelievable customer experience. It's unbeatable. Trust me, get down there today. You will be blown away by how they take care of you. It's a different place. And, of course, you're going to get great appliances. So don't wait. The Black Friday mega sale won't be extended for that long. Learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, 215-592-9494. Rick in Easton, you're on WIP. What's up, Rick?
Hey, guys, great stuff. Number one, I think it's really cool when McNabb talks about the Eagles, he always refers to we, which is really cool. Great
what
question.
What about when I say we?
I'm sorry?
What about when I say we?
Well, Ike, you're definitely a we, so that's a constant. So, hey, isn't it interesting, guys, that when you win 8 games in a row, the press doesn't ask Jalen about his relationship about Nick? Anyway.
That's true.
Good question this today about the what team is better, 22-04. You know what, guys? I think the school's still out on this year's team because this defense seems to get better and better and better. And here's my theory. I almost ate crow a couple years ago, and you guys know I've shared this with you before. The Steelers, the Red Wings, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Celtics, and the Lakers all have rings because of the draft. And if you look at Georgia and Alabama 4 and 5 years ago, they were arguably the best two teams in college football. And we have almost 20% of our roster was with 40% of the All-Americans from those two teams. Devontae, Langdon Dickerson, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Jalen Hurts, 3 years at Bama, 1 year at Oklahoma. Even Kylie Ringo and Tyler Steen, they bring that winning mentality, that winning culture that Georgia and Bama bought. I think when you couple that with what Becton and the guards have done this year, I think our guards have played just as well as our tackles.
Yep.
But how about at the center position? We all were waiting for a huge drop-off from Kelsey. I'm not saying that Kelsey and Juergens are identical, but Juergens has been an incredible mainstay in the center of that offensive line. By the way, not only are they good, Ike, we almost have 1,600 to 1,700 pounds of beef on that offensive line if you count up all their weight.
Man.
They have a winning combination right now.
No, you're absolutely right. And again, I hate to keep comparing them to that damn Cowboys line, but that Cowboys line was big as hell.
They were. Yeah. They were massive.
They were huge.
But I think
Larry Allen, Nate Newton. Wait,
Eric Williams. Yep.
Eric Williams is a monster.
Yep. Nate Newton. Yep.
This could be the biggest difference, guys. If you watch Kansas City and you watch Detroit in that last game, who's been decimated with injuries.
Yeah. Yep.
These teams are especially Kansas City. We know about social media and what they're doing with the officials, but they're on borrowed time. Kansas City is going to have to beat 3 playoff caliber teams back to back to back. That's not going to be easy for them. We have a task in Detroit. Now I know that we kind of thought that Tampa Bay coming into cold Philadelphia was going to be a big thing. But let's not forget Minnesota and Detroit. They play in domes, and I think that's a big difference.
Yeah. Now, you're right, but don't also forget about Green Bay.
Well, Green Bay plays outside, so I really didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
But no, guys, keep up the great work. It's an amazing show, and I think this is a real fun time for us to look at. By the way, let's call some of these young kids the daycare, although it didn't work. Hey, Jack.
No, we're done with daycare.
We don't like daycare anymore.
We should call them the baby boomers.
Yeah. We're young. You know what, guys?
Baby boomers are old, Jeff.
Yeah, well, they were young at one point.
This team is young and hungry, just like Green Bay and Detroit were last year. I think we have a good shot.
I do too, man.
I think we have a good shot too. Thank you for the call, Rick.
Well, because I thought this year was going to be like the Chiefs defense in 22. I mean, the Chiefs defense 22, they were still bad in the Super Bowl. Well, they were horrible for the entire year, and then they clutched up in the postseason. But they were young.
Yeah.
And maybe Jalen Carter is Chris Jones. I mean, Chris Jones was more established at that point.
We only hope he's Chris Jones.
But and then look at the leap that the Chiefs defense did the last 2 years. They're arguably the best in football, and the only reason they're winning out there. So they're ahead of schedule.
I do wonder if Zach Bond is he's playing himself out of here.
Oh, he sure is. He's going to get too much money.
Right. You do wonder about that because there is still – well, we got a long time before we got to get into that discussion. But when people ask about re-signing him and everything, the more and more he plays as well as he's playing, the higher the price tag is going to be for him.
On PFF, he's the number one rated linebacker.
And if you're his agent, there's no reason to do an early deal unless you're getting the terms you want. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Now, I guess it protects against getting hurt and that sort of stuff. Yeah, it'd be a good time to not be spending $17 million a year on Bryce Huff. Would be a good time to not have that.
Well, can you imagine if we had to let Zach Bond go because we got to keep Bryce Huff here?
Well, and it might come down to, do you keep Becton or Bond?
Because you got it, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, because Becton, man, he's earning some money too.
Yeah.
Man.
You know, the other thing about Cam Juergens, he brought up how good Juergens has been. You have to give Jason Kelce credit for helping to identify.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's rare that players say, yeah, I will help train my successor. While that guy's on the team and help identify who's going to be good and put him in position to win. And I think Cam Juergens deserves credit for being Cam Juergens, but I think Kelce deserves credit for being, selfless enough to be willing to do that as well.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. I'm very curious who's getting Jack's game
balls.
Yeah.
That is coming up next.
Everyone gather around.
Is MVP Jalen getting a game ball?
We'll see. Likely not.
Listen.
What?
Jalen played a solid game.
He did. Because all I get is now these stupid
He played a solid game yesterday.
I swear, again, I feel like I'm being pranked. When people send me with straight face the Josh Allen versus him thing that's going around today.
Yeah, the yards and stuff.
It's the one time I just want people to use a little bit of context for the situations. It's all I ask for. A little bit.
Well, they're saying if Josh Allen is in the MVP race, then why isn't Jalen?
Come on, Jack.
Why do you think? Oh, the total touchdowns. If I see it, it's the Ben Simmons created three-pointers thing.
Yep.
Is the Jalen total touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Game balls are next before Jack loses his mind. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.